Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some intense courtroom drama and intriguing AI developments. From Elon Musk's high-stakes trial over OpenAI's future to quirky AI coding quirks, we've got you covered. First up, Elon Musk took the stand in his lawsuit against OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman, and it's quite the spectacle. As reported by The Verge, Musk painted himself as the original visionary behind OpenAI, emphasizing his early $38 million investment and his concerns about AI safety. He described his efforts to keep OpenAI a nonprofit and warned the jury about the risks of AI getting too powerful. Musk also shared emails showing he helped secure NVIDIA's first AI supercomputers for OpenAI's use. But the courtroom tension ramped up when Musk accused OpenAI of betraying its charitable mission and warned that ruling against him could set a precedent for looting charities. Following that, Wired gave us a deeper look at Musk's testimony where he revealed his original motivation for starting OpenAI. Musk testified that he feared a Terminator outcome, where AI could wipe out humanity, and he wanted OpenAI to be a counterbalance to unchecked AI development at Google. He recalled a falling out with Google co-founder Larry Page, who dismissed Musk's concerns and called him a speciesist for being pro-human. Musk also explained he was open to a small for-profit arm within OpenAI to fund its mission, but felt Microsoft's $10 billion investment went too far, shifting control away from the nonprofit. The trial isn't just about money, but the soul and governance of AI's future. On a lighter note, Wired also revealed a curious quirk in OpenAI's coding AI, Codex. Apparently, Codex has been instructed never to mention goblins, gremlins, raccoons, trolls, ogres, pigeons, or other creatures unless absolutely necessary. This strange restriction comes after users noticed Codex often went into goblin mode, where it would humorously refer to bugs as gremlins or goblins. OpenAI staff acknowledged this was intentional to keep the AI focused and avoid whimsical distractions during coding tasks. Even CEO Sam Altman joined the fun, sharing memes about training GPT-6 with extra goblins. TechCrunch added some personal context to Musk's courtroom story, focusing on his old friendship with Larry Page. Musk testified that the friendship fell apart over the differing views on AI safety. Page's dismissive attitude toward AI risks deeply hurt Musk, who once regularly stayed at Page's home and considered him a close friend. Recruiting Google AI star Ilya Sutskever to OpenAI only worsened the rift, leading Page to cut off contact. Musk said he still hopes to patch things up someday, but the trial has brought these tensions back into the spotlight. Finally, The Verge's coverage reminds us that this trial could reshape the AI landscape significantly. With testimony expected from Microsoft's top executives and other AI leaders, the stakes are sky high. Musk's lawsuit challenges OpenAI's for-profit restructuring and the control of its powerful AI technology. As this legal battle unfolds, it's clear that the future of AI governance and innovation hangs in the balance. So, what do we take away from all this? AI isn't just about technology, it's about trust, control, and the vision for humanity's future. This trial highlights how those questions are now playing out in real time, with some of the biggest names in tech on center stage. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House. We'll keep you updated as this story develops.